Franklin County Commissioners Court Emergency Meeting, May 24th, 2023 at 2 p.m. begins here.
Before we get started, this is notice of emergency session, Franklin County Commissioners Court at 2 o'clock on the 24th day of May here at the Sheriff's Office in Mount Vernon. And for all y'all don't know, Sam Young was in a wreck today. Something didn't move very far. He hit an 18-wheeler. So we're going to do an invocation. Scotty, I want to ask you to pray for the church family too.
Father, we come to you in prayer. We just thank you, Lord, for this day. All your many blessings, Lord, you bestow upon us. We thank you, God, that you protected Sam today, Lord, in this collision that he was in, Lord, and that you spared his life. And Lord, just pray that you just bless him, continue to bless him, and ease the pain and discomfort he's going through, and just pray for a full speedy recovery. Lord, thank you for watching over our friend. And pray your blessings upon Dorothy and that whole family. Just be with them all. And we pray for everybody in this room today, Lord, our whole county, all of our employees and our citizens. I pray that you bless us all. And we thank you also, Lord, for protecting the people yesterday. We know this thing happened at the courthouse, that nobody was injured or hurt in that. We thank you for your goodness. And we thank you in the name of Jesus. Amen.
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 Grab a good chair. Somebody grab him a chair.
Yeah.
He is. Zach Boyd will be a part of our family. Some of y'all won't be.
He's looking over here for
Do we have any public comments before we get started? If not, we'll go to agenda item number one. I'm going to turn it over to Bob here in just a second. Consider and take action on approving temporary closing of the Franklin County Courthouse due to emergency structural damage to bell tire. We got some fairly good news. I don't think it's going to be 2 or 3 months. It may be two or three weeks, but I'm going to kind of turn it over to you and kind of what you know. Thank you. And first of all, I'd like to publicly thank Bob. I called him yesterday. Marla called me and I said, well, what do you want me to do? I can get your tail up here. So I said, well, I don't know what to do. I said, I guess I'll call Bob. She said, that's a great idea. And Bob, you have.
You have saved the day. We'll be
all right. I told Scott Smith this morning at the hospital, I said, if it had been up to the rest of me and the commissioners, I said, 6 months from now, we'd be talking about what we're going to do. And I said, he did more in one day than we'd have done in 6 months. So I appreciate what you've done for us. And been talking to a lot of workers and a lot of insurance companies and everybody else. And Marla has to. And thank Marla for what she's done, because she's... Marla's kind of...
And Seth, too.
He's going to get paid every once in a while. He didn't bring me my computer like I told him.
Never mind, Seth.
I tried.
Payroll is almost complete.
Yeah. I tried to get y'all paid, man.
Payroll, Felisa has done a tremendous job underneath a lot of stress about moving and not having all of her stuff in one spot. But payroll will all but be complete in the next hour.
We may just need to move her out here all the time.
Do what?
We just need to move her out here all the time.
Yeah, she needs to come in.
Go back there and get everybody.
I appreciate everybody. I know that when something like this happens, you know, it kind of falls under emergency management. Where is Tim at, by the way?
Emergency.
Yeah, that's right. This is kind of like a tornado hit or something like that. And I'm proud of everybody that's kind of moved forward and done great things in this. And like I said, we thought it was a lot worse than what it was going to be. And thanks to Bob. And it's just kind of, whenever a disaster happens nationally, you'll see it. And everybody jumps to assumptions real quick and then kind of back up and take a look at the big picture, and it changes a lot. And I think this has to. But Bob, I'm going to turn it over to you to kind of explain what's going on.
For those of you who don't know what happened, the clock up in the bell tower is operated by counterweights. It's, for lack of a better word, a wood box that's filled with concrete and pipes that weighed 1,875 pounds. And that's what operates the clock. They have to go up every Tuesday and crank it back up by hand about 10 feet, and then it settles down every day just a little bit to run the clock. And it's offset by a counterbalance on the other side that's about a third of the size. But what happened was that there's a set of cables and pulleys that are attached to the old original wood in the bell tower that snapped. And when the wood snapped, the chains and the pulleys gave loose, pulled out of the wall, and fell about 12 feet. So you had a 1,800 pound box falling straight down about 12 feet. And the only thing that kept it from going all the way through was there is a wood beam that is not a structural beam, but it goes from steel truss to steel truss to keep them from moving sideways. And it hit on that and broke it, but it didn't break all the way through, and it deflected it about 10 inches. This is only in a 12 foot span, so you can imagine what that looked like. So when we left yesterday, the beam had settled in. It was actually quivering when I first got up there. But it had settled in, was basically, it quit moving. And it felt like it was pretty secure. Structural engineer I know in Longview, I had him come up and look at, his name's David Gillespie. We started looking at all the options, just kind of like what Scott was talking about. Do we have to shore up all the beams? Could it go through three floors? Are the beams sagging? We shot measurements on the beams and they were not moving, the big steel beams. So we felt real comfortable with that. And then after everybody left, we got, Dave and I got to talking, and he said, we're making this too complicated. Basically, we just need to get the weight off the beam and get the weight off of it. So we came up with a system. Basically, I just put straps underneath the box. Got some chains, nylon straps, and just rigged it where we got the box that was safe. There's no weight on the beam. And then we took the side off the box where all the counterweights were at and just unloaded them by hand one by one. So we scattered them along the girts or the truss. So that weight's all spread out. And the weight was already up there, so we're not adding any weight to the steel or the structure. It was already there. So anyway, we got that all unloaded right before noon today. So that part of it is safe. There's no danger of it falling through anymore, damaging anything further below. So structurally, that part is taken care of. What we'll do next, just left there, they're unloading the scaffold at the courthouse right now. We'll scaffold inside the courtroom in the morning, and then the part of the damaged ceiling, we'll start taking that down. And it's the metal, pressed metal panels. So we'll take all those down, and then the beam I was talking about that has the big bow and broke in it, we'll take that out. And once we get that placed back in, then we'll start patching underneath the ceiling. And the building is structurally sound by that time. So basically by the end of tomorrow, or no later than Friday, the room will be sound, the building will be safe. So we can go ahead. We got the fire alarm system turned off right now because there's a 2-inch water line that ran within 2 inches of where it fell. And if it had moved one way or the other, it would have flooded the courthouse. So we got that water turned off. And then there's a geothermal line that it actually landed on, but the way it hit, it didn't do anything to it. So we got all the weight off of that geothermal. It didn't hurt it at all either. So both of those, just wondered, didn't hurt anything. Didn't hurt the skylights. The skylights are in great shape. Didn't hurt those at all. So everything up there now is fine. We'll repair it from underneath, repair the beam. Then we got to go up inside the bell tower where it actually broke through the beams and start replacing those. That would be pretty simple to do. It's all just rough lumber framing, and there's not a lot of it. So by the first of next week, I'm going to say Tuesday. I know Monday's a holiday. Tuesday, maybe Wednesday, we should even be through that. So the only thing I probably will not have is the pressed metal panels. I'm going to try to use those that are there. If I can reuse them, I will. If not, I have no long idea how long it's going to take to get them. It could be 2 weeks, 2 months, or 2 years, because they're, who knows. But the building can function without those. It'll be safe. We'll paint it out white with some sheetrock or something to make it look fine until we can get the panels. then we'll do the repair upstairs. That takes care of the structure, the building fully usable. The only thing that doesn't do is take care of the clock. The clock will not be functioning. We would have to redo the wiring, the pulley on it, or the pulley wires, bunch of stuff on that. So right now, the clock was kind of my least priority. I said, let's get the building up and operating. Then we're going to figure out what we're going to do with the clock at some point in time. But for right now, it will not be operating. But everything else, we can occupy the building. Best case, Wednesday of next week. Realistically, maybe a day before that. But sometime next week, it'll be finished. So, you know, as far as logistics and moving back in, I don't know what all it's going to take. But we can start putting, you know, people back in. I'm going to say probably Thursday or Friday next week. So I don't really foresee anything stopping that.
District courtroom was talking about, she can come out here Friday and move everything out here. Would that be best? Because y'all probably...
Well, the courtroom itself, I'm going to have the scaffold set up in there to probably Wednesday.
Okay.
And then depending on what I do with those panels underneath, those metal panels, if I can't get new ones, we'll go ahead and patch it and paint it, and then I'll get the scaffold out of there. And the room would be perfectly safe. I don't want anything wrong with it.
After Wednesday?
Probably after Wednesday, yes. Wednesday.
Because we have a pretty good court date next Friday, and we have a visiting judge that Judge Charles is appointed to come and sit for Judge Northcutt. So okay. There's the logistics of that. And if
I would say
move out
here,
or go ahead with that?
I would say go ahead there.
Okay, so
whatever we need to do, we'll make sure that happens.
So you and I talked to Judge Beard yesterday up in my office, and he said for this Friday's court, he said we can do it remotely, I can do whatever I need to do, or we can go over here to have court. So, I mean, I guess I need to just check with him, or...
Yeah, because I wouldn't put the public in that room yet.
Until after next week.
Right.
Next Monday, okay.
Until probably after next Wednesday. Monday's the holiday, and then they'll be in there Tuesday,
okay.
And hopefully I can get them out of there by Wednesday.
Okay.
So you should be all right by Friday.
Yay. Okay.
Friday.
So, but you said that right now, basically, we can actually work up there if we need to.
In the offices?
Outside of the courtroom.
Outside
okay.
of the courtroom. Yeah.
But I don't have a server over there, so.
It'll be fine. I can fix you up.
You can?
That's another thing I was going to say. Probably after today, after we get through with that, we can move the server back over there anyway. Because
of the payroll deal?
Yeah, I think that was the main thing, wasn't it? Just
yeah.
Well, he moved them all over here because at that time we were going to be out for 3 months, and this was going to be the safest place for
them. Yeah. I should say, Ricky brought up a good deal.
Air conditioner
working? Air conditioners. Yes.
With water.
Well, no, because Jimmy yesterday crimped the system. He'll have to uncrimp it.
But he can do that. I mean, all we got to do is
that call. Should be a 30-minute fix.
Yeah.
Plus, before you put people in it, you want to put the fire alarm system back on. Mm-hmm. It's totally inoperable right now. I have no idea how long it'll take to bring that up. Probably 2 or 3 hours. I haven't talked to Billy about this. I don't know if he's here yet.
He's not.
Billy Travis?
No.
No, I don't know where he's at.
We talked to
inspection.
The
fire alarm looks like they're inspecting.
I think it's just yearly.
I don't know if they have to come and look at it.
Turned off.
Ever heard the people were that he was talking to that actually did install on it, said they would come out and do the startup. And so they will come out, you know, start the system back up, get everything running again.
So we need to look at that on Thursday, Bob? Because you probably don't want them in there until you guys are assured that you're
right. Done. After I'll have that beam down and put back in by Thursday night, so I would say Friday. Instead of Thursday.
So honestly, logistically, you're gonna.
I need to come over here.
You need to move court over here.
Yeah,
I think.
And I have my laptop, and it has the judge edition on there, and I can print the dockets and.
Because I'll be honest, I think.
Courthouse closed. I mean.
Yeah, I think the courthouse needs to be closed and let them finish up. And not get in.
Friday,
I don't want to get in a hurry. During next Friday, and then we'll open up the following Monday. What do y'all think?
Friday week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We'll open up like June 4th, isn't that Monday to the public?
Fifth,
whatever that Monday is.
Yeah.
I think that would be very safe and probably the smartest thing to do.
I think that's probably.
Yes, June 5th.
Yeah, and then that way, that allows everybody to do whatever it is they need to do. The fire suppression system
exactly.
And then, AMS come in and do the...
Obviously, you don't want to put the public in there until the fire system's back on
right.
line, and it's not going to be comfortable to kill the geothermal.
And that way, if you do run into any kind of issues, they give you another day or two to...
Yeah, and you never know when you start taking in that stuff, you really don't. I think I can see 99% of it, you know, some of it you can't, but most of it I think will be...
I'm just so thankful it's not 3 months.
If we'd had to back shore all the way down to the basement, that right there would have taken 2 to 3 weeks. Easy.
I know.
But it ended up not being, it was a very serious situation that could have got a lot worse than it did.
Frankly, it hit that big beam and didn't come all the way through to the...
Yeah. It would have gone through the floor and the district courts would
have... I said, if it fell over another foot or two,
or hit that water line.
The water line, the pipe,
oh, it hit the pipe, geothermal. The water line pipe, it would hit the geothermal. It had water circulating in it.
Yeah.
By the time you get all that, the courthouse has been flooded.
Mm-hmm.
And it missed all of that.
And you know, think about this too. There's still, how much that bell weigh, you reckon?
Scott,
it's still up there with a bunch of old
wood.
Mm-hmm. And it's just a matter of time, folks. I'm serious, because it's getting drier. Like you said, the drier the wood, the more rot it gets.
Well, what are y'all's suggestions with the clock tower, with the clock itself? I mean, that way they'll have time to mull that over and be thinking about it.
Now, this is me, not the historical
system. No, I understand.
This is just me talking as a contractor, basically. Mm-hmm. The wood up there is 120 years old plus. It has dried out over that period of time. We're asking that wood to carry 1,875 pounds moving every day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. It just wore out. If you go back in and fix that part of it, the rest of the wood up there is still 120 years old.
Still old wood.
It's still old wood.
It's going to break again.
At some point in time, it will. Now, when, I don't know. But at some point in time, there will be another failure. It's going to happen. The clock itself, I know, is the historic clock. It could be run mechanically and electrically without having to go up and crank it. And wind, pull that 1,800 pound counterweight up every week. It could be done electronically where you didn't have to go up there. I'm sure there's a liability of some type, having people go up there and crank it and wind it.
Oh my gosh, yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I mean, the danger. This was a prime example of it.
Yeah.
And you could have very well been up there.
Yeah, and it's history is great. I don't mean any other way. I love it. But there's a point in time where you got to kind of update things. If the clock stays, then it's going to be a major renovation to that bell tower, because all the wood would have to be replaced, I think, because it's all old. But it can be done fairly minorly with changing it to an electronic system.
And I talked to Ronnie Barker, I was telling somebody a while ago, I was talking to him, he said before they did the renovation, it was electric.
Well, I didn't even know that.
He said they had electric. He said when they redid it, they had to go back to the 1912 weight. That's when they put the weights
in. It kind of weights back in.
Clock didn't work for years.
Yeah. No.
I mean, it was just there. It didn't work
for... It was 10 minutes to 12 forever.
Yes.
Bob, is there any way you could use a structural frame inside the old wood to make that work, or could you do that?
Jerry, I'm sure there's a way. The way it's built right now, you have 2x6s coming up roughly every 2 feet around the dome.
Mm-hmm.
And then the copper on the outside is sectioned between those pieces. All that wood is original.
Yeah.
And then there's a horizontal piece roughly about every 3 feet as it goes up the dome. All that's original. The weight of the tower itself is not that bad.
Yeah.
Where it goes down, it mostly sits on the steel girders below it. So that's not too bad, but the bell, the clock, and the movement of all of it, that's the problem.
Yeah.
So you're getting, that old wood won't, maybe not a lot, I'm exaggerating, but it moves constantly, and that puts a lot of wear and tear on it. But the pendulum itself probably weighs 100 pounds,
yeah.
And that thing's going back and forth all the time.
When is our 10 years old? Isn't that what we're underneath them for?
Or nine.
I think they were.
We're at almost nine.
September 9 when we opened to September 2014.
I think the safety of the people overrules the 10 years.
I think you're right. I agree, but I was just curious in my mind as to how, because we don't have to answer to them after 10 years.
Well, they never told me that. They told me that.
Oh, they told us that years and years ago.
What is the principle you're on?
Historic commission.
But we need to, I don't know how, what the answer is. I'm just getting short of.
Oh, you gotta, we couldn't even plant flowers out there until we got.
Really, you're not supposed to put anything on the wall.
Yeah, I had to go through the state historical commission to do the trees and the, yeah.
Well, how many, so they provide for insurance whenever the stuff fails?
Yes, figure it out, comes to mind, is exactly what they'll say.
It's dangerous, and if something happens to somebody up there, they're gonna say, well, y'all knew about that old wood up there, and that, you know, it's, you knew it's rotten, but you still have people coming into the courtroom.
And I met the insurance adjuster up there about noon today, and we walked out through the courthouse upstairs, and he took a bunch of pictures. He was gonna come up with a dollar amount of what he thinks to repair on his first, he says he'll do a first report, a second report, and a final report. And he's estimating about $60,000 in the repair in his first report. I don't think it'll be that, but that's what he's putting in his estimate right now. He talked about the liability of people going up into the to there to find it, the liability of the old wood, knowing we've already had the catastrophic failure. So those will probably, and I don't know this, will probably be mentioned in his report. And we should have these in about 2 to 3 days.
Tack the old wood back on top of the wood.
Just cover the wood with old wood.
There's all your old wood. Well, it needs to be metal up there for stabilization. It needs to be steel, as far as I'm concerned.
And the problem is anchoring it back down to the foundation somehow.
Yes.
That's gonna be your key problem right there.
Well, you'd have to have something, you know, take that whole top off, I imagine, take the bell and everything out and fix something.
Yeah, I don't know how you do it, to be honest right now, but it would not be an easy fix.
No. And then once again, you spend money. It's like I told the Channel 7 guy, it was a 1912 building, it's still a 1912 building. Mm-hmm. And it's gonna be a 1912 building and 100 years from now.
Mm-hmm. We could be back to ground zero on the air conditioning too.
That's right.
Because that scared me turning that thing off, that geothermal.
Because you'll have to pump the air out of the lines again.
If you got it cut off, you don't have to, but I don't know whether he ever got it completely cut.
What he did, he crimped the line so that the water is still in there and
didn't drain.
It did not drain. So he said that when he uncrimps it, the water that's in there should still be okay, but they only have to start the pumps back up at the top and then bleed all the air out. He said he had an air valve at the top to bleed it out with. So there will be some air in there just sitting there.
They work so efficiently.
Yeah, okay.
So, but I would say that would be another thing with the fire alarm system to go ahead and get that started, being brought back up online, probably time as well.
We hadn't had the Fireman School Board bond. We can have a bond election to us and go to jail and courthouse. We're done.
Well, since Tim is not here, I want his office. It's right by the courtroom, you know.
You can have the whole courtroom.
Well, where's my office going to be?
Right over there in that little corner with your little computer.
That'd be rough. You might hear me hollering now and then.
Did anybody think of anything else? No, it's 2 weeks is a whole lot better than 3 months. Oh gosh, yes.
So if you guys are planning on being, let's say everything goes according to schedule, and open to public on the 4th,
Fifth.
I'm sorry.
Whatever that Monday is.
Yeah, that's the 5th. What does that do? Are you guys just going to be shut down in the courthouse? Are we moving folks out to temporarily work?
No. Really and truly, what I'm understanding, Bob, is that we can go ahead and use our offices right now. So we can go ahead and put the server back over there, and we can turn it.
But you don't have any air until they set it.
But you don't have any air.
Oh, that's right.
Once we get out, we have the air.
Close the courthouse until the 5th is what she said.
Anybody wants to go up there and sweat?
Service will need to move until after that.
Yeah, you can't put the.
We're gonna need the air.
Yeah, you can't move the server until the air's on.
You can get your server.
Yeah, we're gonna need climate control.
Yeah, you can get, you'll be able to get the servers from over there.
Well, right now we can't.
I couldn't, not on my computer.
No, we've pulled the router for now.
Yeah, that's except there's nothing over there right now.
Essentially, I just emulated the courthouse network here so Talisa could work. And, or her computer and the server, it doesn't know any different. It thinks it's still sitting at the courthouse. But if we were to make people work in the courthouse, there would be some equipment I could move back. I mean, to be honest, we're pretty flexible. I can make you guys work however you guys want. I'll just need to know what you want me to do.
If you have a laptop, you can connect.
I'll get you. I've already told the guys at the office we're finding you one.
Well, I was going to go buy one. I said, I better get to make sure.
No, you need to make sure.
Yeah, I said, get it from y'all.
I'll get you one today.
Well, we're all, I mean, county government's all functional right now where we are. I mean, for a week, right? Everybody being here or
the only thing that we need to talk about is bills.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know what anybody else has to talk about, but that'll be the biggest thing for us next week will be Chance and the bills.
Okay.
Now he could come in, Talisa could go home, but she'll finish up payroll this week, and Chance could come in here and work and do bills. That's the only thing, unless y'all just want to say no, nix it, and not pay it.
Something also, we talked about having Courtney there next Friday.
Mm-hmm.
That's not before the 5th.
That's not what?
That's before the 5th.
Yeah, well, she's not always going to move over here.
I'm going to have to move my equipment over here because okay. I'm going to have people needing custody papers. I mean, I've got to be available somewhere to.
That's for court next Friday?
Well, for daily business, I mean, I have.
No, I thought you said there was a judge coming in for a big court next Friday.
There is, but if I'm over here, I can do business to the public.
You don't have court.
And you have the court here is what I'm asking.
Yes. Okay. Well, I mean, Judge Beard said to let him know after this meeting, you know, yesterday. But next week is Judge Northcutt's normal time, but we have a visiting judge coming, so I have to consult with Judge Charles.
So if we have that here, that would allow the 5th opening instead of before that.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. We're going to plan on opening the courthouse on June 5th.
Okay.
But I have to be somewhere operational here.
For the Friday before.
For daily business even, because I have people that need to file for divorce, custody, emergency stuff.
Put them on hold. No divorcing. We're done. No more divorcing. I'm sick of it.
Well.
Listen to you, Scott.
Yeah.
So logistically,
reconcile.
What do y'all want to do? Do you want to try to have a hole somewhere? Or?
If I stay over there, can people come up the back stairs?
No.
Okay.
I'd rather not have the general public in there.
Okay. Well, I mean,
yes.
I have to be set up for.
And for y'all that don't work in the courthouse, so sad. So that's bad, right?
So yeah, that's really all I need to know is what all needs to move and to where.
Yeah, that's what I need to know too. I mean, my computers, my printer.
All three?
Computers? No, two computers and the printer and our scanners and should be it remotely.
We can just have, if you right guys, now. I mean, I guess each department can decide and then just send us what all you want moved. I mean,
yeah, that's and I need to know where.
We can move over there. I've got that part in the back will not work. As I was thinking about things last night, we've got to be able to secure all of our stuff. Birth and death security paper and all that kind of stuff has to be under lock and key all the time. But she's got those little office spaces up at the front. If one of those could be cleaned out, I at least could be set up over there And that would get us mostly functioning.
Means for just a little over a week.
Yes.
I also have to alert the Passport Services, the Department of State, that we've moved to a temporary location.
I just need to know what it would take to get.
Thinking of things out loud.
They can be rescheduled.
What else do I need to do?
Yes.
Make it easy.
I'll.
Because that wasn't included when that reno was done over there. Those little office spaces weren't included in the. Okay.
The LLM work, to keep you in the courtroom, whatever Frank was talking about.
Frank just said that I could use their offices.
No, you just make a progress.
Because, I mean, in the courtroom, it's not really desks and, you know, I mean, I need a place to.
But that's what, that'll be a fix though for a week and a half.
Yeah, he's just offered me to, thank you, Brenton, to use that facility area. Because we're gonna have to have regular office operations.
He made me feel free to come down to precinct 4 and work out of my barn if he wants.
Well, okay, thank you for that.
Okay.
I might prefer that.
So question, if I want him just to move me, my computer and the printers and everything that I need, can I just let my people come back on the 5th when, okay.
They'll be paid just like if they were.
Because I don't see the need in cramming all three of us into there. I can manage to do what has to be done in that amount of time.
Okay.
Just the day-to-day operation.
Yes, somebody needs a birth certificate or the recording property stuff's the biggest deal that's an issue right now. People need to be able to get deeds and things filed. I mean, our records are online, they can get copies that way, but as far as filings, because I've already been talking to the title companies and they're concerned about
access.
Where, what,
being able to get stuff filed. As they do closings, they need to be able to get their stuff filed. So that's my main concern, is the recording and everything, so.
Okay, so you got one coming to here and you got one going to East Annex. JP's office. You're just gonna close?
Yep. Whatever, we need to do something. We still can get into the servers remotely, correct?
Were they aware that you set up?
They haven't finished it yet, but they were still working.
Okay, I can, if it's not currently working, we can make it work. There's a little bit of configuration change just because everything physically moved, at least for your stuff. It's not a huge deal.
Just trying to get a couple of them in where they can work about a week.
We need to logistically talk about Chance, or did y'all decide what y'all wanted him to do about the bills? Are we just going to let the week go, or do you want him to come over here? Or Paris is not back.
Well, I would say since he already have a computer and everything set up over here, that if he can come over here and.
Yeah, and the next court.
At least get part of it done. I'm not saying get everything done, but
so I have
so
next
we have,
week and the week after.
Oh, yeah. You have 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Oh, so you don't even need to come over here then, really, do you?
No, we're not making till the 12th. What am I going to do with all my receipts that I'm just stacking up on my?
You better not lose them.
I'll turn mine in. Yeah, it's one of those 3 week things.
Okay, well that could have happened at a better time. So we'll just
turn them in every day.
After they finish payroll, then she can be. We'll leave it here till middle of next week in case we need to cut a live check or whatever reason.
Poor Paris, she's on a cruise ship. She has no idea.
Goodness. Yeah, we checked it there, but we haven't heard anything about it.
Ask if I really care.
Yeah. That's even better. I didn't even look.
Kim, I was talking to her. She said you can like Facebook message and they can get those through the internet because you won't be able to get texts on the boat because.
When she comes back, we'll flip her and get in the courthouse. And yeah, we texted her, so whenever they get back, she'll be able to flip out. So we got Ellen taking care of, we got Brooke taking care of, Jake, you just gonna shut your office down. Yeah, we do. Post whatever we need to do about remotely. So I need to know it's new. Marla says she's taking a week off, so can she get a computer to her house?
Sure.
I have
it.
I have my own laptop. We just put a VPN on it.
If you're fine with doing that, then that works for me.
Yeah, I mean, that'd be fine.
I don't have a scanner there, but I could get that small one from the office.
So what's the timeline to get it set for us? Because I need to tell Judge Beard something and then...
You have court this Friday, is that correct?
Yeah, but again, yesterday when Bob and I discussed that with him, he, I mean, we don't have but probably 4 cases left. So, and he said that he'd be happy to do whatever if he needs to do a remote hearing or...
I don't see any reason I couldn't have you functional by middle of the day tomorrow.
Perfect, so, thank you.
Ellen, I talked to Judge this morning in Hopkins County. He said he was planning on canceling.
Oh, he did? Okay. So he didn't, he just was telling me he would wait to hear back from us.
He asked Lee Thompson and I for our cases. And I just said,
what about for...
And he said, I'll do it the same.
Okay.
But, I mean, don't take that.
If you're going to just have us set up by Friday.
Okay, I'll still contact him.
Or we'll just say we're closed until Tuesday.
Yeah, I'll still contact him because after talking to Bob yesterday, he said, let me know which way we need to go, so. And we've got another one that's contested. But, I mean, the attorney filed the last meeting.
I can meet you up there and show you what all I'm going to...
That's probably what you think I said.
Need.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be good.
To be functional.
Yeah, so we put it in his queue right before this happened, so.
Can you print the text over from your computer to your HP?
Yes. We've got that where we all...
The only other thing that you're going to, you can pull your phone and just plug it in out here and it works.
Oh.
So you can move your phone, it's not a big deal at all. If, we have a generalized message on there right now. They put it on this morning that the courthouse was closed to further notice. I will call Vested Networks back when everybody decides where, what, how, and when, and we'll set that up.
Will that work for me over there?
And then, but when you put, police have brought her phone out here, plugged it in, and it works.
That's awesome.
As long as there's data drop in your office.
It's real, that's real easy to take care of.
So I'll have a team of guys here tomorrow and we'll move Ellen's office and your office and we'll make sure everybody else is set up to work remote. Whoever needs to, just holler at us and we'll make sure everybody can function. There will be a little bit more to move just so I can make sure that when you do have court, it will function properly and stuff like phones and stuff, but it's not a huge deal.
I have the laptop that has the Judge Edition on it, so I'll just let the judge use that. And I won't have to move the judge. We moved it off the bench yesterday and put it in my office. You know, we broke it down. Mm-hmm. So in case anything did fall, we could at least save all the equipment. So, but we won't have to move that. I'll just leave that over there.
That works.
We can use our laptop and just let the judge use it for the first, you know, since we're only going to be here a short time.
Okay, that works.
And we texted everybody too this morning. I know it's hot in here.
I'm glad I'm not moving in.
We held all the mail at the post office.
We don't work back here either.
Great.
All deliveries by FedEx and UPS will be delivered here. So if you do have personal packages coming, they'll be delivered out here.
It's not hot back here. And the mail, they're holding it?
We're holding the mail until we go back to the courthouse.
The probates, you're moving out to East Annex.
Yes.
So we just take those 5. I think Judge Ramsey has 2, and then who's the other one? Terry Torado is doing.
That's Paul Maven.
Paul Maven. Just contact him, and we'll just meet out at the East Annex instead of the courthouse. And if you can get the message to him for that,
okay.
And we'll just take those 3 files out there, and I'll just run out there and do it out there.
What about phone calls for our offices?
Can she get phone calls at her house?
We can have Vested Network.
Can they forward it to yourself?
That's what I've requested them to do mine that way.
For the record, not.
So.
Do not.
Make sure you get this phone number.
Do not forward them.
All you have to do is put the app on your phone and log into your account.
Yes, you can do that. On your phone. You can put an app on your phone.
All you have to do is you have to put the app on your phone, just log into your account, and it's on your phone.
Awesome.
Okay.
Thank you.
You can get voice.
You have to get the app anyway. You have to download the app anyway, but then all it is, log it into your phone, and it also signs you into your account.
You said that through Vested? Okay.
You have to do it from your computer, your phone, or anywhere it's got internet access.
That's right. I forgot about that.
They had told us that we could forward to our phones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you get the mobile app, you can do it yourself.
Get the mobile app, log in whatever your login is.
I forgot about that.
Not real sure what my login is.
Call Ask them. Well, that was
the
app on your phone.
It's sure. Raise the bar.
Sir, you can raise the bar. Get your number.
I figured.
What's the dimensions on that bell?
I wish you
the bell.
Are we?
I guess what I was thinking, there's not a way to lower it down and take it out of the window before it falls again, and then build that structurally up, and then...
But one of the bells...
Huh?
It wasn't the bell.
I know, but...
You can't do that.
The bell is probably this big around.
Well, I was gonna say, we can turn it into their office, and they can just handwrite them.
It was a counterweight.
And whenever we, we'll turn in the checks to him Tuesday.
Y'all gonna make copies of all that for him?
Yeah, we can make copies of it.
Because he's gonna need a copy of that, the number, everything, because he's gonna have to give you the numbers and all of that.
Yeah, if we can get that book, we'll write it in there and go with the same process, and then we'll just turn all the checks in on Tuesday. We shouldn't get very many between now and then.
Okay.
Maybe two or three at the most. We just need somewhere that they can bring the permits to, because the courthouse shut down.
Judge, what are the numbers on your probate?
Yeah, hold on a minute.
I know what Toronto is. I found that one.
PR-26-23 is Toronto.
Are we forgetting anything, Pat, that we need to...
Of course we are.
Well, I'll forget my pen.
Several things. I know I'm forgetting lots of stuff.
I feel pretty confident this will be no problem.
But I'm so grateful that you're moving those computers, it's just awesome.
Yeah, it's no problem at all.
And then a printer, and then you have a printer, don't you? That can, maybe we could get configured to yours while we're here, and then...
I'll just need somebody that can help clean out that office.
Okay. So we got Sandra.
So Seth can set me up. Because it's got a bunch of chairs and hand sanitizer stations and all kinds of stuff in it that needs somewhere to go.
I think the one that has this...
And a desk, there's a couple of desks in there that I'm not, like, one's a little small something, and one's that big slanted desk.
Yeah, that she called to say, "Can I pay early?" I said, "Sure."
So y'all need to reach out to them, take that into second, and begin on... Tell them you're gonna pay us when we go back.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, guys, on any invoices that you have that pertains to the move, pertains to anything with upstairs, please mark it courthouse disaster.
KD.
Well, that one I turned into rapid.
Courthouse disaster.
Then that way, everybody will know what it is and chance, because we're gonna have to make copies of all that to provide for the insurance company. So anything that you have that has to do with your move, anything like that.
Man hours.
Yeah, man hours, anything like that, just put it on there, so that way we can get our money back.
Somebody's having puppies. He wants to be turning in there.
If something pops up, and believe me, I was laying in bed last night. But something else will pop up, and it's a really, really good news if we can get back in by the 5th.
I'm so grateful for the good news.
Oh, yeah.
I was sweating.
That is where we were all gonna go for 3 months.
Yeah, 90 days.
I knew where I was going.
Where?
Not to courthouse.
Yeah, that's what I said, retirement.
But if you think of something, just call, or call Marla, or call me, or call whoever.
Yeah, don't hesitate to call. I may not be in the office, but I'm pretty easily accessible.
Hey, Marla, the recording, and it comes over the phone for the courthouse. I don't know what's happening, but...
Well, they were supposed to change it for me, did they not? I didn't check.
Well, I don't know. They're leaving messages at my county barn about they're having court dates, and people are calling. They're leaving messages.
Well, that'd be a
matter of... Just give them right there.
I don't know where they're at.
Evidently, I can be the judge if they want to come out there to the Haggis Award.
Guilty.
I've had 3 of them in the last month.
Really?
Mm. Wow. Well, a lot of it is people, when they call, they don't listen to the message. They want to talk to somebody, so then they just start pushing buttons. And so they can get someone.
Well, I wish I could win the lottery.
Yeah.
But I don't know how everybody else
does. Because your message on the machine, if you're calling about a court date, be hanging.
You have a voicemail, it goes to her email.
Yes.
No, I'm better recording.
You can check your voicemail.
It's a 55 mile letter.
Yep.
You can log in and change that too. Yeah.
I don't even have a phone now. I'm still using a stethoscope.
My server calls me on my cell.
All right, anything else? I'm ready to get outside where it's cooler.
Yeah, hot in here. And there's no air conditioner back there, Ricky?
Oh, he's kidding. Yes. No, is it working back there, Brian?
I don't know if it's working well.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Melissa, do you have air conditioning?
Huh?
We have it.
You do?
They don't have, the ranger's office and that fan.
That end doesn't.
Your old office and their offices don't have it.
Yes.
Box fan and a glass of cold water.
I think we need to get your office up here.
It has a VPN set up on it at home. I may have forgotten the password you need to buy.
Just text me.
I'll make text.
Seems like I have to hear it for freaking day.
I don't remember how to get in and that way I can work.
He's doing it, it'll cut it out with more.
You don't have any air conditioning?
It's off a budget, but.
Oh my gosh.
I didn't know this down here wasn't. I think probably.
You know, when we first moved back into the courthouse in Fort.
Are we doing it?
We're adjourned. Thank y'all.